the idea of there only being two genders is a new concept that is directly linked to white supremacy. The gender...
How new of a concept? Hundreds and hundreds of years ago is new. Welcome to Sorry I Offended You. This is Brandon Marshall Havener. And today we're going to be talking about how thinking that there's two genders, it's essentially white supremacy. That's what this episode's about. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for some madness and some crazy takes and to tying everything into white supremacy, because that's what we do in 2022. The first video today that we're getting into is transgender activist Jeffrey Marsh tells kids that there's no such thing as a boy or a girl.
Hi, kids. There's Hi. No such thing as a boy or a girl. And I can prove.
Now, the disturbing things about these videos that Jeffrey does is that Jeffrey targets children with these type of videos. Something that needs to be noted in this scenario, that if you want to erase gender, if you want to erase any gender norms, we still have to identify that this is a male wearing makeup targeting children with his videos. And this is why defining gender is important.
So gather around the family, the parents, everybody, answer my questions. You either say boys or girls. Who's usually taller?
Boys.
But you've met some short boys, right? You've met some tall girls.
An anomaly. So
usually boys are taller, but not always.
It's like you can't erase the concept of gender just because there's some tall girls and short. Like, our height doesn't really identify us as a gender. Like, the definition of being a man isn't being at least 6 foot tall. Shout out to everyone who's 5'11". I'm not quite short, but I'm not quite 6 feet either. In particular, what makes her a woman is the ability to give birth and having a vagina.
Who likes the color pink?
Mostly women.
Girls? Okay.
Mostly women like the color pink. Still to this day, I am not a fan of the color pink. Rebecca is. The feminine likes pink. Now, you can make an argument that maybe it was our social conditioning that convinced us that. Or maybe there's something about our perceptions that make us more attracted to pink or blue. We could debate that. But also, our love for colors doesn't define us as a gender. Even if I was a pink-loving man, I would still be a man. Anyway.
But you've met girls who don't like pink. And you met boys
wow.
who do like pink.
So oh my.
Usually girls like pink.
What an observation.
Everything you can think of that makes a boy or makes a girl is usually, but not always. And some of them are not even usual. Where does that leave you? Free. You get to like what you like. You get to be who you are. Maybe you're even like me and you're not a boy or a girl.
Does freedom really mean erasing gender completely? This is a massive pendulum swing. And look, I don't agree with very strict gender roles to the point of where it's like men must do this and women must do that. In fact, there's particular aspects in my profession that may be deemed more feminine. I remember hearing as a kid that women often like reading and literature, which is something that is involved in my creativity, while men like math and science, which is something that I don't like. Apparently, a lot of people say that I don't follow the science anyway. But this is taking it so far, and I don't even know why I need to address this, but to erase gender completely, that is asinine. That is insane. When I was being raised as a young boy, my parents told me that I need to protect my younger sister. They also told me not to roughhouse with her like she's a boy because she is a girl. She is different. That was important to my upbringing. That is important to our perceptions. We do need to have a judgment towards a male wearing makeup talking to children. That's not to say to let our guard down when women do it, but there's something a bit creepier by our perceptions. Like, anybody who looks into their intuition knows that it's a bit creepy when men, grown-ass men, are hanging on TikTok trying to communicate with children and groom them. And people talk about the gender binary being a social construct. Well, the new gender ideology is also a social construct. So basically, you got to pick what social construct is serving the masses more. There's a reason why we see differences in men and women, because it wouldn't be right if I started a physical fight with a woman. Men should protect women. We live in a free society. But to erase that is not freedom. It's an illusion of freedom. Sometimes there's constraints and there's structure in society that gives us freedom. Discipline gives us freedom. The framework gives us freedom. Understanding and knowing. Children knowing who they are gives them more freedom than going out of your way to try to confuse children and make them completely confused about who they are and what their gender is. The framework is a gift. To have that sense of groundedness, to have some sort of sense of reality. It's shocking to me that these videos aren't considered child abuse, and it's shocking to me that this doesn't violate the terms of service. Not necessarily shocking, but in a healthy society, you would think that videos targeting children where grown adults are saying this type of shit to children, that maybe it should get banned. You would think that someone with bad intentions are behind these type of videos. All right, this one's titled Believing That There Are Two Genders is White Supremacy, because everything is white supremacy, apparently.
The gender binary is a direct result of European colonization. And if we look globally and historically throughout the world and the ways that people have existed and talked about gender, the idea of there only being two genders is a new concept that is directly linked to white supremacy.
How new of a concept? Hundreds and hundreds of years ago is new? What are you even talking about? When was gender not a concept? How far back do we have to go? Do you have anything backing this? What societies have completely erased genders? And do they outweigh the societies that do have definition for gender? Where does this come from? Where are the fucking facts? If anyone has any of the facts, you can share them with me. But where in the fuck did you pull this out of your ass? And this is a crazy thing. You know, the crazy thing about this argument is that people will try to go back thousands and thousands of years from one particular tribe and say, well, this tribe had different beliefs around gender. Out of all the ones that had an understanding of what a man is and what a woman is. This is nothing more than a fucking psyop.
It spray me. It makes me feel about this big.
Yeah, that's how they feel when you misgender them. So now you can know the feeling. Just get it right and you won't have to get sprayed.
Yeah, so here's what's going on. She is misgendering our partners, like my partner, my spouse, and then my sister's partner as well. And she's known them for years and years. So we tried telling her nicely. And now we're balance training.
You're training your mom like a fucking cat. What the fuck? Although I will have to say the mom has probably brought this onto herself in how she raised her children. No mom deserves that level of disrespect. And there is some amount of compassion that I have for her. But I do think she is the architect of her own hell in this situation. When your grown-ass adult kids are hitting you with a spray bottle, it would be generous to give them a 30-day notice to get the fuck out of your house. It's just absolutely insane. But this is the hell that she has created. It's her responsibility to end this hell that she is living in. It's a sad story. And backed by popular demand, which is basically a popular demand by nobody, but a lot of people did like the video. Our teacher discusses coming out as transgender to elementary school students. I used to be a boy, but that made me hurt, so I went to a doctor. Now I take medicine, and now I'm a girl. I want to be fucking clear here. My issue isn't with transgendered people. My issue is turning this shit into a social trend. Gender dysmorphia is a serious fucking thing. And my heart goes out to anybody who has had that challenge in their life. But to reform society and to basically groom kids into this ideology, there's something really wrong with that. And this is something we should stand up against. Like, the blurring of the boundaries to groom children into this new ideology. Now, we should live in a free society where if people are grown adults, do whatever you want to do. But to create a social contagion where we're targeting children in most of these videos, there's something really wrong with that. There's something really wrong when the numbers go up so significantly, and ironically, we're promoting not to have a gender. You know, not to identify with the gender, not to, you know, to go so far away from gender roles.
So the question is about coming out to students, and as a teacher who has worked with elementary, middle, and high school aged students.
Coming out to students, you're teaching them, you're supposed to, I feel like I said this on the last video, you're supposed to teach them fucking math and science and English and Spanish and all that stuff. You're not supposed to be stressed out about coming out to your students.
I think I can help you out a little bit here. The first thing you should do is just keep your language simple, because this teacher specifically is working with elementary school kids. You want to use...
Elementary school kids? I mean, I guess one thing that they got right, like, I guess we can get one thing right in this is that to keep it simple and understand that they're elementary school kids, but let's go on and see how this goes.
Language they're going to understand based off experiences they have. Just say something simple like this. Here's what I said. I used to be a boy, but that made me hurt. It made me feel uncomfortable. So I went to a doctor. We talked. Now I take medicine and I'm a girl. Boom. There you go. That's all you really need to know. It's not a perfect explanation. If you're not on hormones or you don't want to take hormones, it's not the best, but it can be a really good starting point. If you're not on hormones, I would just say that your doctor and you decided to do things like this, and it's going to be what's good for you to make you happy.
Or you could just fucking teach. Not that I think kids are really asking teachers these questions. I think most of the time the teacher is more concerned about themselves than the kids are actually willing to pop this question, especially elementary school kids.
Kids understand that. Generally speaking, kids like making people happy, you know?
Kids like making people happy. Like, out of all of that, I think that's the most disturbing thing about this video. Kids are there to make you happy. No, they're not. They're there to learn. They're not your emotional support kids. They're your students. They're there for the tax money that their parents are paying, and you would hope that these teachers are educating your children to getting them ready to have a career. And to allow them to learn to teach them to read and write and do math and all that good stuff, not fucking validate their teachers.
No. Now, you may see some purpose in going more in depth later on, but starting with that foundation is
more in depth later on. No, this isn't a seminar. This isn't a seminar about your validation and your feelings and how you want to express yourself. This is school. That's insane. You may want to go more in depth, like the last video that they did. You might want to go more in depth when they're at recess or something like that. Like, no, these kids aren't your friends. They feel like they have to basically indoctrinate these children to their worldview. That's how they think. And that's the definition of grooming. And I know some people out there, they say shit like, oh, this isn't really happening. This is some alt-right conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. The videos are there. I didn't slice it up. I didn't manipulate it. That's what's going on. This is completely wrong. And as a functioning adult, as a mature adult, you would see something wrong with this. This is like an essence of narcissism that society has taken on, where we're so focused on ourselves that even around fucking children, we're seeing, how can they validate me? How can I get them to listen to who I am so I feel good inside? Find some fucking friends outside of school.
That said, before you do any of this, the most important thing you should do is talk with your administration.
Talk to the administration about what, yo? Anyway, that's all we have for this episode. If you agree with this content, then you're literally a white supremacist. So I apologize for that. But if you agree and if you like this video, you're literally a white supremacist. What can I tell you? And if you're an entrepreneur and a content creator and you agree with some of the stuff that I agree with, and you're sick of cancel culture and you notice it stifling the way that you show up online and the way that you express yourself, and maybe you even had the fear of commenting on this video because you're afraid of what people may think of you for actually agreeing with logic, and you want to express yourself fully, cancel culture is a shadow work of visibility and self-expression online. If you truly want to be seen online, you have to address the shadow work that cancel culture provides. And lucky for you, I have the perfect program for that. It's called Fuck Cancel Culture, More Problematic Than Before. Check out the link in the description below and would love to have you be a part of this experience. Thank you for watching. Sorry I offended you today. Until next time.